To another episode of the Self Development with Tactics podcast, and today we are going to go ahead with this book by the chef, this infamous chef, the book that it is all about. Productivity, being faster, being better, doing better, being smart, being whatever. I do hope that the quality is fine. I have discovered yesterday that it is, you know, that, you know, there's nothing, no major issue with me not doing any post-production, which was primarily for the audio, or actually just only the audio. The question that I'm now, no, it's, it should be there. I just have to double check that really quickly. Also, I think the mic should be fine. I'm not seeing it there. Hello? Yeah. It should be that, and let's have a look at the filters, edit filters. Yes, everything should be good, everything should be nice. Let's have a look. It was from the Nat Eliason site, and I think that I do also remember the title of it. Let's go to productivity really quickly. There we go. Work Clean by Dan Charnas. Everything in its place. As I said, and I'm also going to show you there in a second. Window. There we go. There's also a podcast episode by him, so if you want to listen to, well, I would assume the text that I am also going to read there, then you can definitely also do so. What are we going to do now? What am I willing to do now? Because I'm doing multiple things at a time again. I think that we have stopped with ingredient 3, cleaning as you go. So we're going to go ahead with ingredient 4, making first moves. The first moments cost more than the latter ones. When a task in the present unlocks a cascade of work that other people do on your behalf, on our behalf, the worth of process time increases and becomes harder to measure. There are two kinds of work. The first is hands-on, immersive and creative, like writing or designing. This is solo creative work that is usually your most important work. Saying that design work is solo is a very difficult thing. Every major creative field, and I'm not talking about authors, and I wouldn't say that this is like big in comparison to advertising or graphic design, architecture, object design, industrial design, and whatever. Multiple people are working on one thing. So it definitely is group work, as I would consider it to be. I really dislike group work most often. Really depends on whom you're working with, but as I said, most often it is definitely not something that I do enjoy too much. Why? Probably because very often I am then doing, like, I don't want to say the majority of the work, but, you know, most of it. And, you know, this is definitely something that I think that I don't really like too much. And nobody would. So, I mean, this is probably also something to maybe think about, what I am thinking and what other people therefore might be thinking. Like, I'm having this feeling, and the chance is very, very high that somebody else is also having exactly this feeling. And so it maybe does make sense to, you know, maybe to maybe work on that and well, make sure that you are not this person that would be pissing you off if you were working with that person, so to speak. I think definitely something to keep in mind, and definitely also something to think about. Because I mean, nobody wants to, you don't want to be this person, I'd say. You really don't want to. You really do not want to be this person. Then there's the other work. This seems less important since it is more. Oh no. But there's also hands-off process work that enables other people to do work. This seems less important since it is managerial, but since it enables other people to do the work, it is worth doing first. Begin each day with 30 minutes of scheduled process time, starting, unlocking, and unblocking the works of others. I'm sorry. Which apparently is from page 112. And I think this is very important to keep in mind, because I, for example, do not really like when I have to wait for somebody else so that I can do my work. So, do this work, do this thing, do whatever, so other people can do their shit. I think very crucial, and also very crucial to not forget about, as I think, keeping in mind this notion of what is thought of, I'm doing something and I'm pissed off by something, and the possibility of somebody else being pissed off by the exact same thing is indeed quite high. Ingredient number five. Oh, recipe for success. For your success, commit to using time to your benefit, so start now. Ingredient 5, finishing actions. Do similar jobs at the same time to minimize the switching costs between actions. Avoid orphaned tasks, tasks that haven't been tied up in the neatest way possible, to enable easy continuation later. If you can't finish a task, tie it up for later. Collect all the materials and keep them in one place till you resume. Jot down any thoughts you have that are at the top of your mind that you want to remember. Schedule your session to resume the work. Communicate your progress to a partner or stakeholder to assess what remains to be done and whether help is available. Record all of your breaks during an immersive work session to see where you lose the most time and to be more strategic about how and when you take breaks. Recipe for success: commit to delivering. When a task is nearly done, finish it. Always be unblocking. I think this is very good advice indeed. And I'm just, you know, having a look at my 3D printer that I might be stopping for a second. Or also not, because it is not done yet, at least not to the degree that I would like it to. Finish it. Finishing whatever you're doing, I think, is crucial for also having peace of mind. At least this is the case for me. I really do hate when I know that, you know, I'm having this thing left, I'm having that thing left, you know, this I haven't finished and whatever. I really dislike that. And so I try to also do so, but I think even reading such a book can be the first, or probably is the first, stepping stone to getting into the space, knowing what you could be changing, and then, you know, working on that. Ingredient 6, slowing down to speed up. This is going to be the last one for today, so I think three a day is probably a good number. Sometimes it is the panic about work that is in your way, not the work itself. When you hear yourself over talking or interrupting someone, simply talk slower. It will have a calming effect on you and force the other person to pay attention. Instead of stopping when you feel distracted, just move very slowly. In times of stress or panic, clean your workstation so your visual field is clear. Think about what you need to do next. Batch your works or tasks together. close apps, get to zero, now resume slowly. I think really great advice, especially when it comes to working, cleaning your workstation. I have seen over the years that I indeed really dislike when my workplace is messy, and it is always messy. My whole flat is messy at the time, and I really dislike that. I think what would be very important there is having organization, space, shelves. There are indeed actually very, very, very cheap shelves that that you're basically using for your garage or, you know, for indeed workstations, you know, where, I don't know, you have materials and whatever. And they are really cheap. I mean, $30 or something, and you can have two or three, and this probably should be it. And having some plastic organizers, like some, you know, simple boxes, I think very smart, very good. But yeah, I think, and I have also seen that this is indeed quite important, and you know, moving slowly, but you're moving, I think, is also good for peace of mind. I need to get things done in a day, and I really feel bad when I'm not able to get these things done. Recipe for success: commit to working smoothly and steadily, use physical order to restore mental order, and don't rush. Also think about other people. Work and being productive may not be the most important thing there is. But yeah, with that being said, I'm gonna end the episode there.